Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio, brand new episode here. And yes, this is your host, Danny, and we have a brand new daily conversation. We haven't done it in a while, a very, very long time, been a couple of weeks. But don't worry, we have a great conversation about the new title update 3 that just came out today for the Division 2. Make sure to download it. And here's a big announcement here for everyone that's listening. If you have the Division 2, go right now to either our clan, doesn't matter which version, Xbox, PC, PlayStation 4. You're going to see our logo in the game. Yes, Gamertag Radio logos in the game. And if you're not part of the clan and you have your own clan, you're a fan of GTR, you also can help us out by spreading the word about GTR. You know how? Add the logo to your clan. Do that right now, totally free, and it will help us out to get the word out. So shout out to Ubisoft, Massive, for all the help. Shout out to Stone, Julian, everybody at Ubisoft and Massive. Shout out to everybody, the whole team, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity. This is our first time in the game, man. Completely first time. I've never thought in a million years we were going to be in there, man. So I talk about this and a lot of other stuff with Paris. So make sure to tune in and listen to a brand new daily conversation. We'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so I have Paris here. Paris, what's up, man?
What is going on, man?
Good, good, man, good. Today has been a big, huge day, man, for GTR, man. Very, very big. Was not expecting this to happen today. We had an idea, kind of. Not exactly, but I think it's official, man. Proud to announce that our logo is in the Division 2. So if you go to the clan creation tool, and you don't have to be only on our clan, but even if you create your own clan, you could use the logo, represent GTR everywhere, man. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, man. So what do you think, Paris, about this major news today, man?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a very, very humbling thing to, have Ubisoft and Massive reach out to us. And get us to, put our logo in the game, man. I mean, it's quite the honor. I mean, I'm very appreciative. It's really cool to see. As I'm an old man now, I can always now say that, yep, I was in a video game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can say that now twice now. Twice with Anthem and this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey.
That was an awesome thing as well. But yeah, man, it's super cool for Massive to put us in Division 2, man. That was a real cool thing to see.
Very, very cool, man. But this is the perfect time too, Paris, because I know Title Update 3 came out and this was supposed to come out last month, but it got delayed. And in this update, we're finally going to get the raid, Paris. Finally. We've been waiting for this for a long time, man. So this Thursday is the official launch of the raid.
I'm very excited for Operation Dark Hours. I kind of wish they would have given us a little bit more of a heads up on it. I mean, it's going to be this Thursday. I'm not going to be able to do Worlds first. I just simply didn't have the time to plan it out to be able to do it. So I'm not going to be able to actually try it until Saturday. But, I mean, hey, finally it's here. It got delayed. I'm happy that they delayed it because of the reason that they delayed it. They delayed it because Title Update 3, they wanted to get more balance in the game. They wanted to squash more bugs because they want this to be a fun experience for everyone the first time that they play it, right? So I'm totally okay with them delaying and all that. Just wish they would have told us, like, maybe last week. Like, hey, next Thursday, they're going to get the raid or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the one thing that obviously came out of it, because I tweeted to you, is they finally confirmed that there is no matchmaking for the raid, which, like, I've been telling you for months, that was the right move to do. I just don't think a pure matchmaking for an 8-man raid that's going to be very mechanic-heavy and puzzles and just everything that goes with that was going to require a lot of coordination and communication. I think you need to know the people that you're going to battle with to be able to pull off something like that. So I think it's the right move. I know some people will disagree with that, but, you know, it's what worked for Bungie, obviously, with their raids, and it looks like Massive's going to do the same thing for theirs.
Yeah, and another thing too, Paris, that I'm excited for this raid, because, you know, I never had a chance to play it for the first time when it came out for Destiny. I had to, like, wait a couple months later in order for me to play it. But, like, now that the raid is coming out, this is the first raid for Ubisoft, man, and for Massive. So are you a little bit worried or curious to see if it's going to be the same style? Is it going to be different? Is it going to be the same as the missions or the stronghold? Like, I wonder how this raid is going to be, man. I am super, super curious.
I have some expectations of what I think it could be structurally, but at the same time, that's the beauty of the raids. That's why you do it blind, is the unknown. We have no idea what they're going to do for, like I said, for just mechanics, potential puzzles, you know, just teams probably having to split up and do certain things. There's so many different things that they could do, you know, to make this a challenge. And that's what the beauty of it is. Eight people having to work together as one, having to communicate and just do those things. Those are the pinnacle in-game challenges that a raid provides. I would imagine, and again, I've obviously had a lot of experience over the years with Destiny raids, and not every Destiny raid plays the same. So I'm not necessarily expecting them to just copy and paste what Bungie has done. So I truly hope they do something unique that we've not seen before. But, I mean, you know, that's, again, the beauty of it. We have no idea what it's going to be. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and so this is going to be the first time that we're going to see 8-player raid, too. So that's going to be another thing that's very interesting, like how that's going to work. Because sometimes, Paris, I feel that the more players you have in the game, sometimes it could be a little bit easier when it comes to, like, working on, like, missions, boss battles. I've never played an 8-player co-op experience like this ever.
I think the exact opposite, to be honest with you. I think it could be even more challenging having to do 8 people, because that's 2 more people you have to coordinate with. That's 2 more scenarios that they could put that someone has to do something at an exact moment in time to pull it off, or the whole team wipe. So I think it makes it harder, personally.
No, and I agree. But I'm just saying, as someone that haven't played much raids, like, I only played the raids for the first Destiny. I never played it for part 2. I finished all the raids for the first one. So yeah, you're right that having 6 people is a totally different experience, but man, 8, oh my god, 8 is gonna be nuts. And my question is, because I know there was parts in, I think, in past Destiny raids that you guys could split, 4 will stay in a location, 4 will do, like, other things or split up. I wonder if there's gonna be something like that you will split up with your team or your clan to do, like, puzzles or something like that. That would be really cool about to see that.
I would bet my house on it. That's absolutely what's going to happen. And the thing that keeps me up at night is you could potentially have a scenario where you got to do 4 teams of 2, where you got to split up, do something, coordinate all at the same time. Everyone has to communicate to pull it off. And that's why I'm saying the challenge comes in. It's the unknown, number one, but it's even more so the communication that has to happen. And not to mention, on some level, the skill set that needs to pull off said mechanic. and being able to coordinate and do that all as one. That's the beauty of a raid to me.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder, like, usually, Paris, the past Destiny raids, usually how many hours per raid you think, with blind, going blind, not after you've been passing it so many times, but I'm saying, like, the first time, the average time, do you think?
Well, I'll give you an example. The last raid in Destiny 2, Last Wish, the first blind run, you were looking at close to 24 hours completion.
Oof.
Yeah, or what was it? I think World's First was World's First 18? 18 to 20 hours, I think, was World's First. Because I remember Datto didn't get it. He got it 1 minute after 24 hours. So he didn't get the, like, the exclusive thing that you would have got if you completed it. So, yeah, freaking brutal.
See, I'm wondering.
That's an extreme case. I would say, if I had to guess this one, going in blind, I would probably say it'll probably be a 6 to 8 hour experience. My guess.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's not going to be as intense as anything like Last Wish or that we've seen in Destiny, or obviously the first one like Vault of Glass, things like that. My guess, this will probably be on the same difficulty level as something like Wrath of the Machine, where it'll be very mechanic heavy, but it's not going to be overly punishing. That's my guess. So I'm going to personally say World's First will be 6 to 8 hours. That's my guess.
Two things that Massive hasn't really mentioned this at all, Paris, but two things that I've been thinking about now for the past few days. One is, yes, if you finish it, we probably will get some like special loot, right? Two is, what happened? We don't have the time to finish it tonight. Not tonight, but that night. Is there going to be an area where we can save? Have they mentioned it? Have they mentioned it or no?
I haven't seen it officially, but again, I'm just going by the Destiny template. Destiny, you didn't all have to do it in one sitting. Excuse me, you have checkpoints that you can come back to.
Oh, okay.
But the way that works is you have until the next reset to pull that off. So if you don't finish the raid by the weekly reset, then you got to start all over. Hmm. I would imagine it's very similar.
Now, you're prepared? Are you over 500 or anything like that? Like, you're good for this Thursday or what?
Yeah,
for this week?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I've been ready for a freaking month.
so you already got a crew? Because it's 8 people, man. I find that a little bit challenging to get a full 8 crew.
Well, again, this is what we go back to. This is why it's encouraged you obviously join a clan, things like that, so that you can have people. So I'm a part of Team Resolute, and yeah, we got like 4 teams going. I mean, there's some people that are doing it World's First, but I'm doing it with a team on Saturday. We're going to do it.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and I know there's a couple of listeners that I know on Discord that mentioned that they don't have no clans. They're not part of no clans. But I know our clan is completely full. If you want to create your own, use our logo, you could do that too. But if there's the raid starts on Thursday and you can't find anyone, please go to our Discord channel. Let us know. Maybe other community members from the GTR community, maybe they also will set it up, and you guys, everybody will get together and set up and play all that good stuff, man. So I know it could be a little bit difficult. For us, it's a little bit easy. You know, we have the people, we are in the clan. Any advice, Paris, for you know, there's listeners that probably don't have friends that have this game or they're not in the clan, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have to find like an LFG site. Like, and again, I'm going off my Destiny experience, so apologies if this isn't for the Division. But like on Destiny, I would go to Reddit. They would have LFG pages on there, and you'd find people to play with. There's also apps like the 100.io, I believe it is. I think Pope Bear actually started that. But I know they do more than just Destiny. There's other games you can do on there, where there's LFG.net, things like that you can go to. To find other people to squad up with and play. And that's kind of what I mean. I'm perfectly fine with an LFG system. I would, if they had an in-game one, that would be perfect. Obviously, you got to go outside the game for this stuff. But to just get those initial requirements, to get now 7 other dedicated people together that want to do the raid, and you all agree on their requirements going in, you should be fine. But understand, if you've never done a raid before, it will not be easy. It will be very frustrating at times. you know. That's why you want to have a team that's together, that's communicating, that's understanding that you're going to fail multiple times in certain scenarios, and just show patience. It's going to take time. And we're talking the initial run. Because once we actually do the raid, we understand the mechanics and all that, guarantee you he'd be blowing through it in like 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
So that's how it works in Destiny.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you that's what's going to happen with the division as well.
Yeah, and honestly, make sure to get a group of people that are willing to ride it out and play this all the way through, man. Or if you guys take a break, you can meet up at a different day. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's good to get a crew that's willing to do that, man. Because some people might get frustrated, Paris, right? And they're like, "Nah, I'm done. I don't want to play this anymore." And that's in the and they're out.
And that will happen. That will happen. That's what I'm saying. When you go with random that aren't like your friends or your clan, you will run into people that will say F all this and they're out. That's going to happen. So you need to understand that will potentially happen. You're going to have to go pull someone else in. But, you know, that's a part of the raid process. And you have to also understand the raid is not for everyone. It's not. I mean, again, this is the game that have a higher degree of difficulty and, like I said, all the mechanics, communication that go with it. But if you're dedicated enough and you complete the raid, one of the most satisfying feelings that you will have in gaming. It just is. It absolutely is. Especially if you do it blind and you don't get help. If you do it, you figure it all out on your own as a team and you complete it, one of the most satisfying feelings you can have in gaming. That's why I've been playing Destiny for 4 freaking years. For that very reason.
Yeah, man. Well, Paris, I just want to say good luck with your experience, the raid, man, and, you know, post pictures, post your journey on Twitter, all that good stuff, man. And you are you going to try to record too, or what?
I'm thinking about it. I probably will. I'll probably record the whole thing as well. I might even stream. Well, I don't know. We'll see. But one other thing.
Yes.
Since we're talking raids and all that, and we're obviously talking this is Division, but I want to bring up Destiny. Because this happened last week.
Okay.
So, Bungie came out and announced the season of Opulence, and they're going to do it different this time, where the raid is going to unlock day one, and which is June 4th. That's a Tuesday. And in this one, the first encounter is going to be at 715 power level, right? You're going to go in at 700, so 715 power level for the first encounter. I tweeted when I saw this, because I meant what I said, and Twitter, you can never fully explain yourself, but I said I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were doing this. I feel like you're tweaking the same thing that you've been doing the past 4 years, where basically you're just removing that initial grind to get into a world's first raid, but other than that, it's still kind of the same thing, and I understand what they're doing, because in that sense, it's an even playing field for everyone to play. Day one, if you so choose. And you have a month to prepare to get up to 700 light. I get all that. What I was, and it was funny because like Deej responded to me right away and all that stuff. But the point that I was trying to make is I want to see Bungie completely flip the script on the way that they build up to a raid encounter in Destiny. Because this is literally the same thing we've been doing for 4+ years at this point. I would rather them try and do something where the season opens and it's a community-focused event that basically builds up to unlocking the raid 3 weeks, a month down the road, where it's a community effort to do it, where everybody in the community contributes to unlocking this raid, to unlocking the world's first, and we go from there. And, you know, some people agree with me. Some people disagree. Some people curse me out on Twitter. All that's fine. Whatever. I don't care. But like I said, been playing the game for 4+ years. I would like for them to try something radically different with the way that they do raids. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
So we put that out there because you can never fully explain yourself on Twitter. And I was not going to sit there and waste my time with like 2 million tweets trying to explain myself. It is what it is. But that's what I meant.
All right, man. All right, Paris, we're going to wrap it up, man. And hopefully we'll talk some more about this, right?
You don't care at all. So, okay.
No, because I don't play Destiny anymore, man. I don't play Destiny at all, man. So, you know, I get what you're saying, but it's like everybody's going to have opinions about it, man. You know, it's like.
Oh, I know. You know. I know. That's social media.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But
and again, that's all it is. It's just my opinion. I ain't saying I'm right. This is my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Paris, next week is going to be our first E3 predictions. So get ready. It's going to be about Microsoft first. And then Nintendo. And then after that, I really don't know any other company because it looks like everybody already announced their their games. Maybe Ubisoft. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, you got Ubisoft, Bethesda, 2K. There's still potential surprises out there for third-party stuff. EA, there's the potential for a surprise. Who the frick knows?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to have our first one starting next week. So it's all Microsoft. So be prepared, everyone. Get ready.
Will do.
I have some big, crazy Danny secrets. Some powerful ones. I don't know if Power's going to agree, but he always disagrees.
Probably not. I probably won't agree. I'll probably say you've been drinking it. You've been drinking again.
Oh, great. Okay. All right, man. Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up here. And thanks, man. Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so that was our conversation. Make sure to head over to right now to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You could also subscribe. Search for us, Gamertag Radio. It doesn't matter which podcast app is out there. Just search for GTR. Gamer Tag Radio. You could also search for us using the Google search and you will get an opportunity also to listen to our show through the search engine. Google just added that a couple of days ago, so that's a very, very cool feature. So, by the way, E3 is coming up very soon. We have a lot of cool stuff planned for the show and we're going to be posting non-stop content. Non-stop content. So, tune in every few minutes, every few hours. We're going to have a brand new episode, man, here on Gamertag Radio. So, last year we released 54 episodes. Let's see what happens this year, man. But I'm very excited. Very, very excited. All right. If you would like to continue to donate for GTR, remember, this is not only for E3, but also other future events that we're planning to have in the future, or if we have to upgrade our equipment, hotel, Uber, all that stuff, we need your support. We can't do this without you, the listeners. So go right now and donate. Go to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Doesn't matter, even if it's a dollar, it will help us out so much. Trust me when I say this, it's helping us so much, man. So thank you for all your support. All right, so we're going to be out this Wednesday, actually tomorrow. We're going to release a brand new episode of St. Jude Play Live podcast series. It's going to be the final one. And Thursday, I have another episode of the History of Red Storm, exclusively here only on GTR. Until next time, we're out.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.